This is KVNF Regional News for Friday, August 1st. I'm Patricia Naft. The Colorado River Basin is drying up faster than was thought. A recent study by NASA and the University of California, Irvine, used satellite data over a 9-year period to track changes in the mass of the Colorado River Basin that has been experiencing severe drought since 2000. The basin provides water for millions of people in 7 western states: Wyoming, Utah, Nevada, California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Colorado. KVNF's Laura Pomisano spoke to the study's principal investigator, Jay Family Eddy. He's a senior water scientist at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory and a professor at the University of California, Irvine.
The study looks at the Colorado River Basin drying up faster than was thought. Can you elaborate on what you and other scientists found?
We used a NASA satellite mission called GRACE, and GRACE stands for Gravity Recovery and Climate Experiment. And GRACE allows us to literally weigh the water mass changes in and out of a region in ways that we haven't been able to see or understand before. And so what we could see over the last 9 or so years from the GRACE data is that the entire Colorado River Basin lost a total of about 65 cubic kilometers of fresh water, which is the equivalent roughly 2 times the volume of Lake Mead, and about 75% of that was from groundwater.
Where is the water going?
Well, the water is used mostly for irrigation, and that's true in most parts of the world. Groundwater really provides the bulk of the water that we use for irrigation, and agriculture is our biggest use of water in the Colorado River Basin and in California and, you know, all over the United States and around the world. So the water is being used at a rate that is faster than the groundwater is being replenished, and so we see these declines.
The Colorado River Basin stretches across 7 states. Who is using this water?
Right. So everyone is using the water. Everyone in the West is using the water. It's the water lifeline of the Western United States. So like you said, it provides water for the 7 basin states and Mexico. It provides water to about 40 million people. It supports agriculture, agricultural irrigation for about 4 million acres. It provides water to some major cities like Los Angeles and San Diego and Phoenix and Las Vegas and others. It's the workhorse of the West, and I think that the water security of that region is at risk in ways that we didn't really appreciate before.
What's the takeaway from this study?
What I just mentioned, I think, is the takeaway, is that the water security of the Western United States is really at greater risk than we thought. And the reason for that is that groundwater is being used to bridge that gap between supply and demand. It has been being used that way for some time, but yet we're not really including groundwater in our basin-wide water management plans. So that's something that we need to begin addressing very soon.
Can this be linked to climate change?
We can never say that one individual event is linked to climate change, but what we can say is that expectation for events like this and for events like this to continue in the future, most scientists think that will be an outcome of climate change. You know, that's an important part of the concern, is that we use groundwater as a strategic reserve to help us get through drought. If we're going to have continued drought and more drought in the future, then we really need to manage it and sustain it for the long run.
That was Jay Family Eddy, a senior water scientist at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory and a professor of Earth System Science at the University of California, Irvine. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
It's been over a year since Governor Hickenlooper issued an executive order calling for the creation of a state water plan. It won't be a legal document, but the plan is expected to make recommendations that will guide future water planning and funding decisions. The process is well underway, with a deadline to deliver a draft plan by this December. As part of our radio series Connecting the Drops, in partnership with Rocky Mountain Community Radio, Sam Fuqua brings us this update on the Colorado Water Plan.
Mike Preston is standing next to an irrigation outlet on McPhee Reservoir near Cortez. He manages the Dolores Water Conservancy District, which stores and delivers water from the Dolores River. Preston says it doesn't get much more basic than this when it comes to modern living in the Four Corners region.
Civilization in this part of the world is really based on capturing, you know, the runoff that comes out of the snowpack, storing it, and being able to deliver it when it's needed. Without that, this reverts to desert.
Preston also coordinates the Southwest Basin Roundtable, a regular gathering of agricultural, municipal, environmental, and recreational water users. There are roundtables for each of the 8 major river basins in Colorado and an additional roundtable for Metro Denver. The state legislature created basin roundtables in 2005 and tasked them with finding cooperative solutions to local water management issues. Each roundtable has spent much of the past year developing the blueprint for their basin that will be incorporated into the state water plan. Mike Preston says in the Southwest Basin, some of the roundtable's hardest conversations center around balancing agriculture and the environment.
A lot of the challenge, and I think the roundtable's done a very good job of it because everybody kind of gets along and tries to understand each other's perspectives, is how you reconcile or integrate the need for agricultural deliveries with the environmental values and keeping, you know, kind of adequate water in the streams.
Trying to support healthy ecosystems and a healthy farm and ranching economy with limited water is a big challenge. Add to that the state's projected population growth from 5.5 million now to over 10 million by 2050. And then there's drought.
Drought's no stranger to Colorado. We've had it over our history.
James Eklund directs the Colorado Water Conservation Board, the agency coordinating the state water plan.
What makes it unique now or different now is that we are seeing patterns of extreme drought in more sustained periods than we've ever seen them in our history. The Colorado River Basin has been in a 14-year period of drought that has not been equaled in human recorded history here.
Most other western states already have a water plan. The Water Conservation Board and the Basin Roundtables are leading an extensive public process to gather input from as many Coloradoans as possible. Kate McIntyre is one of the outreach coordinators. She says that they want to keep residents engaged long after the plan is finalized.
We're starting to look out into the future, not only as to how people are involved during this development of the draft and final plan, but what are the long-range strategies for making sure the public is involved over, for example, the next 5 years.
There's broad agreement that one of the biggest issues for the Colorado Water Plan, both now and in the foreseeable future, is the question of transbasin diversions. That's the technical term behind moving water from the western slope to growing cities on the Front Range. It's always been a sensitive topic, and the Dolores Water Conservancy District's Mike Preston says his basin roundtable favors tougher limits on household water use, especially on lawns.
People aren't really interested in bringing Colorado River across the Continental Divide and diminishing, you know, kind of our agricultural potential in order to grow bluegrass in front of suburban households.
Colorado Water Conservation Board Director James Eklund says he's seeing more cooperation from Front Range cities looking for more West Slope water.
And they're saying that, you know, kind of for the first time, saying we understand that even though we have a legal right to go take that water because we secured those water rights a long time ago, we're not just going to go do it because it's something that we can do and we'll see you in water court.
Eklund says the state water plan will not supersede prior appropriation, Colorado's seniority-based system of water laws. But he says prior appropriation may need to bend to reflect the changing times, just as it's done for over a century.
The growth of our cities, the growth of our ag economy, both West Slope and East Slope, the realization that we have, you know, environmental flows, late 60s, early 70s, we started, you know, identifying the environmental needs, the water impacts, and even the connection between surface and groundwater. Prior appropriation has had to either adjust or flex each one of those times.
The draft version of the state water plan is due on the governor's desk this December. Then there's a year of review and potential revision before the deadline for the final plan in December 2015. For information on the basin roundtables or to comment on the plan, you can go to coloradowaterplan.com. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio and Connecting the Drops, I'm Sam Fuqua.
Connecting the Drops is a year-long collaboration between Rocky Mountain Community Radio Stations and the Colorado Foundation for Water Education. Find out more at yourwatercolorado.org.
The Bureau of Land Management has officially sold a lease to Bowie Resources that will allow it to expand the Bowie 2 mine. Close to 1,800 acres of land will be leased out, along with the estimated 8 million tons of recoverable coal. Bowie paid $2.9 million for the lease. Stay tuned for Western Slope Skies coming up next, followed by Alan and the Friday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.